Tyler Joe Miller, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic, man. Just fresh off of festival season. Now, I'm not performing at them. You are. You've been pretty busy.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be like an off year, and I was wrong. Every time I think that, I'm like, oh, the summer's going to be a bit lighter. Never is.
Try to spend a bit more time at home, and then no, never happens.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Good to be busy in your line of work, though, I will say.
It is. Busy is better than bored. And I mean, touring and playing shows is one, the funnest part of it, but also makes the money. So got to pay the bills somehow, and the truck don't pay itself.
This is it. Last time we had an opportunity to hang, it was at the Junos here in Halifax, which was a fantastic time. We hung out at a bar, which was always cool, doing interviews, of course.
Yeah.
And then you were up on stage with the James Barker Band. That was awesome, too.
Yeah, it was my first Junos, too. So that was pretty special. And being able to be nominated for my first Junos is not too shabby.
Not at all, man. Well, you're obviously, you're striking a good chord with people, you know? The tunes continue to go, they continue to climb, they continue to come, which is why we're chatting today. Let's talk about What Good Is a Memory.
Yeah, this one, I've actually had this one for a little while. And starting this new year, there had been a lot of like changes on my side of things, and kind of got to start fresh in a way of like, all right, what's some new goals? What's the songs that we want to start putting out? How many songs we want to put out this year? And we almost put out What Good Is a Memory at the start of the year. But then we figured my other song, Broken Man, was actually a better fit. So we ended up putting out that one, and it, you know, showed, I think, a little bit of a different side of me and a bit more of the vulnerable stuff. And then we thought, man, for like the end of summer, What Good Is a Memory, we think, is really going to fit in nice. And then going into the fall, and it's just this like angsty, kind of pissed off at your own self of like not being able to let go of these memories. And I think there's been a lot of, there's songs talking about memories and whatever, and there's different ideas about it. But this one felt like a bit of a fresh perspective on just memories and stuff. And I remember we got into the room, and it was myself, Kelly Archer, Gordy Sampson, and Dylan Guthrow. Gordy and Dylan, both
Nova Scotia East Coasters. Boys. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was my first time writing with them, and we got in the room, and I have like a list of songs on my phone of like song titles and concepts and ideas and stuff. And sometimes they just pop out too for certain people that you're writing with. And this one popped out for me, and I was like, I think that this group could write something cool with that. And so I brought up the idea, and they loved it, and we started rolling with it, and basically just thought of like, man, like we hold on to memories, the good, bad, and ugly. And it's funny because it seems to be the good ones that actually hold us back from moving on the most. Because like the bad ones, it's like, it's a bit easier to block out, try to get rid of and not care about. But like for relationships, it's the good ones, the good times that remind you of, you know, that make you want to, oh, maybe I try that again, or maybe like you never know. But you know, if you're trying to move on and get past it, like the good ones are actually the ones that hold you back. And so it's like at the end of the day, like what good are these memories, you know? And we don't have an answer, we just sparked the question and that's it. But yeah, it just felt like a fresh perspective on this idea. And so and then Dylan made up the demo for it, and we absolutely loved it. It was getting stuck in my head, which is a good sign for
definitely.
Me. And then yeah, we got in the studio and recorded it, and then we've just been holding on to it, just waiting to let it go. Now's the time.
That's super cool. I love obviously the Nova Scotia Maritime connection. Did Guthrow land you into a songwriter series here in Halifax yet? We can talk another time of that.
Not yet.
Because his dad always ran them. And, of course, we lost his dad. And then it sounds like he was going to step into that realm and take over. So not yet, but it's coming. So what's new after new music? Are you going to be touring said new music? I mean, I don't want to pry too much, but I will.
I think we're done for the touring for this year because we did it in April and May. Unfortunately, didn't get to come out to the East Coast for it. Sucks, but we'll get you guys next time. It's definitely we love getting out to the East Coast, especially like me and my band. Like it's one of our favorite places to play. The crowds are always phenomenal. The people are the best. Right now on the horizon, I'm not sure exactly what we're doing with tours or shows or whatever after the summer, but it's because we've been focusing more on just getting more music out there. So we can expect an EP coming out in the fall. Cool. We're still finishing everything up, and they're all recorded. They're just getting finished, you know, mixing and stuff and all that. But yeah, we got more music coming your way. That's all right. For sure.
Nice.
And so once we get that out there, we're hoping that that's going to spark some things and allow maybe a new tour or a new round of shows and stuff coming your way. And yeah, hopefully. But that's one thing that I can promise. We got some more music coming your way by the end of the year.
Nice. All right. I'll take that. Just wanted to pry in again with the whole Nova Scotia songwriting connection with Gordy and Dylan. Like, do you guys link up often? Is it a one-off kind of thing? Or are they songwriting partners? Like, how does that work?
No, I've written a few songs with them. Me and Dylan have written quite a bit. Me and Gordy and Dylan wrote separately another song together. And yeah, it's just become good buddies and link up when I'm down in Nashville and try to write a song here and there and just do more stuff together. And so yeah, it'd be cool to be able to go out and do one of those sessions on the coast for sure. I'd love to. If the offer comes, I'll be there.
Nice. Well, I'll be there as well in the audience cheering loud and proud.